I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 107 of the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers, here as always with Megan Francis, and it's time for one of our More Than Mom Hour episodes. That is when we set aside parenting and motherhood and talk about something else yeah. fun that's making us happy or that's helping us feel creative or whatever.
Yes, and this is one of our favorite, my favorites anyway.
Yeah. Yes, and that is a little bit of style and fashion. We're fully into summer now, which means the stores and the catalogs and everything is like a bunch of new trends out there. And yep. we thought it would be funny today to actually talk about some fashion trends that we just can't get behind.
Yeah.
Either that or that we're tired of or that we haven't warmed up to yet. So we're going to talk about a few that we're just not loving yet. And then we will talk about a few that we do like. So this is going to be fun. And Megan, there's a little reason why we're talking fashion today, right?
There is. And we'll talk more about this at the end of the show. But for those of you who have been sad and emailing us for the last year or so, the Style Hour is coming back. It's going to look new and different. But it is going to, by the time this episode goes live, we're hoping that there's going to be at least one episode new episode they're waiting for you. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but Style Hours on its way back.
Yay. I know so many people have been waiting for this. So
yes.
Okay. Well, let's get right into it. You and I have each picked a few trends that we just don't get. Why don't you go first?
All right. Well, I love the cold shoulder look, right? I've had a couple of shirts and dresses that have been, and if anyone doesn't know, that means like there's a cutout. So there's like a sleeve and then your shoulder is exposed. And what I like about it is it's kind of special and sexy, but it's not overt. Like you're not showing a lot of skin, but you're showing skin you still get sleeves, which makes it so you can wear it in the winter and not have like cold elbows. Like you just have cold shoulders and I'm okay with that as long as other parts are covered. Here's the problem. I went to Target, I went to Kohl's, I went to a couple other places recently, and it's like cold shoulder everything. There are literally no shoulders. No, if you just want your shoulders covered, too bad, you're not going to get it. The other big look right now is that sort of like, South American or Latin inspired top where it kind of pushes down and then it goes across your shoulders and they tend to be ruffly. And if you have like a larger upper body or large shoulders, I feel like that really, it's a very pretty and feminine look, but it really can very much emphasize that.
Right.
And again, zero shoulder coverage. Right. If you go, I dare you to walk into a store right now and try to buy a dress where your shoulders are covered or a top where your shoulders are covered. It's really difficult to do right now. So I'm just kind of like, what? Then it makes it not so special.
Yes, it makes it not so special. I have another question about the cold shoulder tops that have then kind of ruffly or lots of fabric in the sleeve area. I feel like that's very hard to layer. And I live somewhere.
You can't throw a cardigan
going over that. No. Your arms would be all bunched up and yet your shoulders are still cold because you can't.
The most I've seen is like a tank or a pretty bra showing under, but I have not, there's nothing, you can't do anything over it.
Yeah, which is hard for certain environments.
Of course. And right now, like, yes, it's fully summer fashion wise, but like today in Michigan, it's only 67 degrees. It's not that warm.
Yeah.
So I really need to be able to, like, even a tight fitting, like, spring jacket would look weird over that.
Right.
So, I just want some shoulders. It's like too much of a good thing.
Is that too much to ask? Megan would like shoulders. Like
fabric on my shoulders, please. Somebody's going to get that for me. Okay. I'll stop complaining about that. No, you go.
Okay. All right. Well, my first one, I don't know that a lot of our listeners are trying to pull off this look, but I'm still seeing it everywhere. And that is shorts where your butt is purposely hanging out.
Like actual cheek.
Like cheek and under cheek, like the crease under your cheek. And I have to say, I had noticed this, but then Kristen from Rage Against the Minivan had a hysterical, like satirical blog post about this that I'll link to. And it was like, a decision tree for how do you know if you should be wearing butt shorts? And you guys have to go read it and I'll link to it. But it's basically like, will you be sitting down in any place where anyone else has sat. Like, if so, yes. Like, I don't want to sit.
It was very funny.
Very funny. But this is, I mean, it is widespread enough. And even... Did not mean to do that. But I feel like even if it's the young ladies with their taut glutes, it's still just so
it's a little disturbing.
Much.
It's so I have a pair of shorts that I didn't realize were butt shorts when I bought them. It was like one of those I'm in Target, I need a pair of shorts thing.
Yeah.
And they're cute. I mean, I don't have taut cheeks like a 20-year-old would, but I will wear it from the car to the shore over my bathing suit.
Yes. I feel like if you're using it as a swimsuit cover, there's a certain...
Or sometimes I just leave them on, honestly. Like, if I'm at the beach and I'm not swimming, I'll leave it on and then I'll just have the top of my swimsuit sticking out. Otherwise, those get zero play. Like, none whatsoever. I can't pull that off.
No.
Nor do I want to try.
No. And there's something about the way they're cut, too, is like there's no way to, like... buy a bigger size or like there's just they're really made to show your butt. What's interesting is I don't actually like to wear shorts at all, but when I do, I prefer a shorter short because I have short legs and I don't need like the Bermuda short look. I need as much leg as possible. So, and same with dresses, I like shorter dresses, but there's short and then there's intentional butt
well
reveals.
Didn't we, I feel like we had a conversation about this last year, Sarah, where we were talking about the perfect shorts length.
Yes, we did. And we had both found them at Target. You're right.
And they were 4 inches.
Okay.
They were the 4-inch length because 3 and 5 are both very common.
Yes.
3 is way too short for me these days. And 5 is just a titch too long.
Yeah.
It just looks a little matronly and it doesn't hit my leg in a good place. 4 feels like a really great spot, but it's hard to find shorts. And I'm not even sure if all places... define them that way. I know Target does. Like 3-inch, 4-inch, and 5-inch inseam or whatever.
I can do 3 if I buy them a little big so they sort of sag
like
on my hips.
Yes.
But yes, I totally agree. And I had good luck at Target for shorts last year. And you're right, we did do an episode where we talked about our Target shorts.
I think that those butt shorts probably don't even have...
No, there's no inches.
The inch
is like across your... crotch. That's it.
Right.
It's
that's
like
it.
It's yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Boy.
So butt shorts. Yeah. It's just I'm not going to get behind it for myself. And
right.
Fine. If you love them, go for it.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Well, I guess I'll take the next one.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of over like the boho ruffled look.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've never been into it. It looks great on some people, but it looks like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to go back to when Delia's was big in college or something.
Okay.
Like, it looks like I'm trying really hard and it looks bad on me. Like,
so give me an example of the boho ruffles. I feel like boho's a big category.
It is. Anything anyone would wear to Coachella.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, some of the cold shoulder shirts would also cross over into this.
And, okay,
right? Like the peasanty tops, kind of.
So to be fair, I do have a couple peasanty tops, but they're just not super peasanty. Like, either they have to be not that flowy, or they have to be solid and not like a crazy pattern.
Yeah,
I find like I can do one or the other, but not both. And those long dresses that kind of have like the handkerchief prints, or like you know what I mean, like or like the I don't know indigenous peoples.
Prints. Yeah, or now it's floral. Now we're going into the 90s.
Florals.
So now it's floral. Yeah.
Some of, I mean, it's just, there's something about it. It looks like I'm wearing a pillowcase and not in a good way often.
Yeah.
It's just something that has, or there's like lace or crocheting or ruffles or something on there. And I look like I'm playing dress up.
Yeah,
it just isn't a good look for me. And it's been so ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how's
nice
that
one.
For a word?
That's a
that it's been really hard to get, it's been hard to find like a sundress that looks good on me or a summer dress because they're all this sort of style that doesn't look good on me.
Yeah.
There is a brand at Target. I'm only thinking about Target right now because I just have spent some time there recently. And it's, I can't think of the name of the brand. It's one of their newer, designers.
Okay.
But they're really pushing hard. So it gets all the front billing. And I have a couple of their tops and they're cute, but I can't then like wear, like I can't go all out.
No.
It can't be both. It has to be like one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you there. And I also feel like often those types of dresses or tops, I have a hard time pairing them with something that makes sense. So it like, I don't even really buy them because then what you wear on the bottom, I feel like needs to be pretty streamlined or pretty simple. If you've got a lot of fabric and pattern going on. And then I go back to my layering issue. Like if there's a lot of like ruching or layers or fabric, then it's hard to throw a cardigan over. Yes. Like then you need like a faded denim vest and then you're really at Coachella or something.
Yeah. So, and if you're not someone who, I don't know, spends a lot of time putting together outfits, if you're more like me and you just kind of want to grab stuff and know that it's going to work, it can be kind of a tough look to pull off. Yeah. So I wish I could remember the name of that brand. Anybody who could think of it, Knox Rose.
Oh, I haven't even seen that. I've mostly been in Target Kids section lately.
Yep, actually. That's what it is. I'm actually on Target.com looking at it right now. And it's just, it's a lot of like smocked things and flowy things. And they're very cute. It's just somehow, it's just not pulling together for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
And not many shoulders covered.
Yeah, there's been very, so few shoulders. So many cold shoulders.
Yep.
Okay, so my next one, and I don't know if you've noticed this. I would say this is something I've more seen in like celebrity fashion and on TV.
Yeah.
And this is saggy boobs on purpose, or the braless look on purpose, or like saggy 70s boobs.
Remember I was going to try to pull off the saggy 70s boobs when we were at Mom 2.0. Yes. I wore like a plunging neck dress, and I was going to wear it with a, not braless, but like with a very light coverage or light support bra. And something about it I liked, but I just couldn't. I ended up wearing a regular bra, and I actually pinned the bottom of the dress a little bit so that it wouldn't show the bra, because it was more important to me to have a little bit of lift than to be able to go all the way.
Now, I feel like this is one that maybe it's not being embraced in everyday culture anyway, so who cares? But I feel like I've seen it, I don't know, I'm thinking of the TV show Girls, which is, you know, they're young and in New York and it's very fashion forward. But like, I feel like it's now a look to look like you forgot to put on your bra, or that your bra is like not doing its job.
And the funny thing is, you and I could probably still get away with that.
Yeah, I mean,
because neither one of us has a, you know, very big boobs.
So maybe it'll come back and I'll come around, or, but I just feel like it's been a long time of, you know, trying to make sure things are in the right place and looking
at. And now it's like they can just go anywhere.
Inoffensive as possible.
Well, and, you know, sometimes it's like you have to have a shirt of the right tightness.
Yeah.
Even if you're small chested, if you wear something too loose and you don't wear a bra under it, at least at our age, after nursing babies and stuff, I feel like that's when things just swing. They end up in your armpits. It's just no good. It's not the same as being 20. So, yeah.
But it does feel like even the 25-year-olds are going for that look. Like, I don't know.
It's back.
It's back. It's very interesting. Didn't you post a picture of something where it was like pointy 70s boobs on purpose? Do you remember that? I swear it was you. I might be getting us off track here. But it was from
that sounds about right.
A mainstream fashion, maybe a magazine or something. And you were like, what is even happening? Like, how is this? How have we come so far?
I think I remember that was like a year ago. It was like an Instagram picture. And I just, my mind was blown. It was so weird. It looked like she was wearing like a weird maiden form bra that didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't. It just didn't work.
It's like we've come a long way, people.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
All right. So that's,
we have better things than this. Okay. So my next one would be, and this is probably just because of my age, honestly. I think I'm just out of this phase for good. And it's the bodycon dress, which now everything has to be, anything that's short or tight has to be called bodycon.
I didn't even know what that was. That
I was body conscious. It's like so conscious of your body. I like to call it bulgycon because it doesn't really matter. You'd think that the more structured, like thick fabrics would kind of hold everything in and together. Yeah. And I think I'm just maybe out of that now. I think it's over. It's over for me. And they tend to also be very, very short. And they just don't, like, they don't hit anything right. And I used to, like, really be able to pull off. It's kind of like I'm trying to figure out what's my look going to be, because I tend to look better with things that are fitted. Mm-hmm. And things that are fitted and a little bit, I don't know, clinging isn't the right word, but just it's something that shows my figure rather than kind of hangs there.
Yeah.
Just is a better look for me. But it's really hard now to find something that does that without being too much. It's like it's really hard to find like a short, structured, slim fitting dress that isn't super, super short, like super short and also clinging in all the wrong places. And I think it's just my age. I think I'm past that age now. So,
well, I went to a 40th birthday party last weekend that was 90s themed. And it was really interesting to see, obviously the 90s are back in a lot of fashion, but like with a new twist, but it was also interesting to see how many different interpretations of 90s there were, because 90s is a whole decade, first of all. And then there's like so many different fashion things going on, and it was hysterical. But one thing I totally had forgotten about and remembered, and this wouldn't be a bodycon dress, but the baby doll t-shirts that were not only cropped, but so tight through the armpits that like I wear a lot of fitted. I prefer to wear like fitted tops, like tank tops and stuff. But these were like through the armpits and short sleeves. There was no, it was like constant pit stains. Do you remember that? Because it was these baby doll. It was like wearing a shirt that was too small for you. I mean,
well, the ones that I had almost had like cap sleeves. They didn't even have full sleeves.
And then do you remember the little elastic neckline on some of those? Do you remember that style? And then you'd wear a sundress over it. Like these are things that totally came
back.
Or
overalls.
Or overalls, yes.
Yeah. So when I had, so that for me was like college time. Right. The baby doll, the baby tee was big, and when I was going to college, one thing that my friends and I love to joke about. So we really kind of came of age. Like high school was more like 93, 94.
Okay.
And we were in a rural area, so we wore so many big baggy clothes. Like we look back now, and it's hilarious. Like the most, Jenna was by far the most fashion forward of any of us. And I remember she had like a fitted jean jacket, and we were all, we thought that that was really like almost risque. I would wear these huge like extra large t-shirts and tuck them in, and then blouse them out, or rugby shirts, same thing. Everything was just huge. It was swimming in all of my clothes. So it's funny how quickly things changed. Like really, like between that and then like 96, 97, things changed a lot.
Yes.
Very, so very, funny. A lot of variety around the 90s.
Okay. Well, I think I have the last one. That was a little diversion, but okay. This is one I'm going to preface with. I don't hate this trend. I'm just a little bit tired of it, and I feel that it has gone to the point where we're going to look back and kind of roll our eyes at the ubiquitousness, to use your word again. And that is graphic tanks with sayings on them that have something to do with how you need coffee in the morning, or coffee and mascara, or Jesus and wine. Yeah. Like, I need all of the above. Yoga.
Yes.
Like, I get it. They are they are super clever. And I honestly think it's a product of Instagram, because I think it's like a product of selfie culture. And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I'm just tired of these tank tops. Like,
well, you know what it is? It's like, for one thing that I wish I liked them a little bit better. I've never owned one of those. Like, just something about that.
Yeah,
to me,
I don't
I've
think
never
I
been
have to get
into. But they usually are really nice fitting.
Yeah,
like, I really love the fit.
Yeah, and really nicely designed. Like, I mean, there's major boutique designers and Etsy sellers and big brands that are behind this trend.
So they tend to be like that kind of, like, the tanks tend to be like not too fitted, and they're a little skinny at the bottom. But like, that's a really good. It's a really good like look.
Yes.
So I wish I could get more into it. But to me, it's kind of like the fashion equivalent of a bumper sticker.
Yes, it is totally. That's exactly what it is.
It's like walking around going like, look at how unique I am, because I like wine and chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, we all like wine and chocolate, ladies. So we don't need to talk about that. And I feel really catty saying that, because I know, I mean, probably half the people that I know who actually
dress really, really cute. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have them. And so that's what I wanted to say. I don't individually, and I've seen some where I like it more than others, either what it says is clever or I like really like the design. I will say my favorite tank top of the last like 4 years is from Lucky Jeans, and it doesn't have a saying. It just has this screen print flower, but it's that same fit. So it is possible to find sort of that style, but have an image or
And I live in a beach town in Michigan. And so one thing I'm noticing now is some of those slogans are getting away from that generic, like, I'm making a statement about, you know, like you said, Jesus and wine or whatever. And they'll have like a Michigan mitten on it, or it'll say something like, you know, the name of my town or whatever. Those are fun, because it's like, it's a little more pride in my area.
Yeah.
It feels a little more unique, because I actually live here than if I was just wearing something that has the exact same saying as, you know, a million other people. And that's a big personal preference thing. I've never been into slogan tees, because it's like, why? I don't want to wear a slogan that's the same slogan as, you know, who thousands of other women are walking around wearing. And that's just for me, that's kind of my contrarian nature coming out.
I'm not as much a contrarian, but I totally agree. And it's the bumper sticker thing. I don't have bumper stickers on my car either.
Right.
Do you remember, this is speaking of throwbacks, do you remember in like, I want to say early 2000s, do you remember when like Juicy Couture type sweatpants had words written on the butt?
Yes. Yeah.
And now I was in the dance world then. I was teaching dance and I was dancing professionally. So there was a lot of like, you'd throw those pants on. And even the girls that I taught, even kids were throwing those types of, they were like velour jogging pants, whatever.
Right.
Over. But a lot of them started to say things on the butt. And I remember from the very beginning of that trend being like, no, never, ever words on my butt. Never words on the butt of any child that I,
right.
You know, there's no words on the butt.
Yeah.
So I guess we could be glad
that. speaking of the 90s, do you remember when the trend, like in the mid 90s, when all those like slogan t-shirts were huge? So like co-ed naked, remember that? Like co-ed naked baseball, and then it would have like the rules, and even like those are like the big dogs t-shirts.
Yes,
all those things. And that was huge then. And I remember, it's kind of like, this is like the newer version of that.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, I don't know, like, I don't want my shirt to be funny.
No.
And I don't want to wear a shirt that people have to stop and read.
So I'm going to challenge our listeners. If you have a slogan tank that you love, I want you to send us a picture and tell us why you love it and convince me, because first of all, we're not trying to be mean about it. And second of all, I totally have seen some of these tanks that I think are cute. It's just how many there are and how long it's persisted.
Yes. It's just getting a little old, and it's not me. And so when something is not me and then it stays around forever, and I'll see it on other people and think, oh, that's cute.
I think I would even wear one if it was exactly like a little bit ironic or a little bit like a made you think slogan.
Right.
I think I could get behind. And it, like you said, a lot of times they fit super cute. They're very much my style of how I dress.
Yep.
I just haven't found a slogan. And the more slogans I see, some of them are, I don't know, they're just not even well written.
Right.
Or they look like knockoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would love, or if you follow an Instagrammer who makes really cute ones that you really think we'd like, let us know.
Face.
For sure, because I'm happy
make
to
us
be,
account for ourselves.
I'm happy to be convinced otherwise about the coffee mascara cocktail wine Jesus tank tops.
Just a bunch of words. They're just a bunch of words like coffee mascara wine Jesus.
I will take all of those things. Just don't put it on the tank top.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
we're gonna quit being mean in a minute here. And I don't think we were too mean, but
now
I feel
mean.
Like bad. But anyway, well, we're gonna talk about trends we do like in a minute. But first, I wanted to give a shout out to today's sponsor, this episode's sponsor, care.com. I've talked about care.com on the show in the past because I have personally used care.com to land us a few sitters now, including our current sitter. So basically, care.com is the world's largest digital marketing place for finding and managing family care. So that could include babysitters, nannies, dog walkers, house cleaners, elderly.
Senior care.
All about that. Tutors, just anything you might need that can free up your time or make your family life run more smoothly. Care.com, you can find them, you can book them, and then you can pay for the care if you choose to do it that way, all there through the site.
That's so cool.
And and they have, it's really cool. Like you can go on for free and see who is available in your area. But if you want to have a membership to actually reach out and touch and talk to those people, you can save 30% off a care.com premium membership by going to care.com/momhour when you subscribe, and you'll get 30% off. And our current sitter, Caroline, who I talked a lot about in episode, 104?
Mm-hmm.
When I shared some news about our family life and things that are happening, has really been just a savior for my sanity this year, and has helped so much to keep our family life running smoothly and my kids to have that continuity. And I didn't know how to find a good sitter in my area, and care.com really helped me out. So again, go to care.com/momhour and you'll get 30% off a premium membership that you can use to, you know, hook yourself up with some helpers in your life that we all need.
I love that so much. Thank you, care.com.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to move into a few trends that we do like. And the ones that I picked, I'm not even sure that I'm going to try them immediately. I'm just curious, or I'm liking where this direction
curious.
Is going.
Yes.
I am trend curious. So I'll start. And the first one is one that's been around for a little while, but I do enjoy it. And that is a fun streak or multiple streaks of color in otherwise normal hair.
I love that. And that's finally made it to the Midwest. Like, it's big now.
Okay.
It was around, but now it's, you know, mainstream.
Yeah. And I've seen it done different ways. I mean, I've seen all over, you know, pink or purple hair, but I've also seen just like one little hint of a streak. And one thing I like about the streak is you don't get the grown out roots, because it's one thing to dye your hair purple, which I think is awesome for some people.
Yeah.
But then if you're not going to maintain it, I'm not sure that I totally love the grown out purple look. It's like, I did this, but now I'm
over
now
it.
I don't know what to do. So I do kind of like the, you know, I've seen it like almost underneath, or just a hint like, ooh,
I like
she looks
ends.
Like a suburban mom, but spicier.
Yeah, but she's spicy. And I'm actually, this is, you know, I'm growing my hair out, and it's finally, like, I would say it's a legit bob now. It is fully chin length. And I've decided as soon as it's a little bit long. Maybe this will be a fall look for me. I'm going to do something, and I'm probably going to do the ends. I've seen it really cool where like several colors are layered, where one almost like my hair is pretty strawberry blonde. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a color that's, I would almost say apricot, where it's
okay.
Almost the same color as my hair, but then you can layer it with like a violet or something and nice. Just do the ends. And it looks yeah. really cool. And then you don't have to worry so much about, you know, the roots the and roots. All that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun look. And everyone I've seen, I was in a play back in March called Spring Awakening, and all the young, I was like the adult, so I couldn't really, I was like the one adult
yeah.
who played all the adult roles. So I had to be kind of stodgy, but all the girls in the play all did their hair in streaks of color and they looked awesome. Like
yeah.
I was totally sold then. And it has become so ubiquitous,
yes.
so mainstream that it's okay. Like you're not going to get looked at weird in the school parking. Like,
no, I actually love that. I think that's really pretty freeing for
yes.
suburban moms to be able yep. to have purple hair and not be like questioned for their
right,
fitness
I know.
To parent.
Yes.
I mean, I'm all about it. So
yeah.
I think that's a fun one.
Yeah. So I guess I'll do mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I cannot quit rompers. I'm still all in.
You're still all in.
I'm still all in. And by romper, I guess I'm more talking about jumpsuits. I do have a romper.
What
which
would
is
you
the,
say is the difference?
A romper is shorts, right?
Okay,
and a jumpsuit
okay. So it's just
pants.
Shorts versus long. Okay.
Yeah, so I do have a couple of shorts rompers, which I like. They have to hit at just the right place at your waist.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to sort of hang correctly or... Yeah. They aren't flattering. Like
yeah.
something about them. They don't elongate.
Like the butt.
But
yeah.
Yeah. They can be kind of baggy and saggy.
Yeah.
Like just sometimes, and I've seen some that are great and some that aren't so much. But they're very comfortable to wear in lieu of like shorts and a tank and they're,
right.
or in lieu of a dress. If like, if you don't
and
want
I've seen them dressed up
together.
With heels, like to go out at
yes.
night. So like
yeah.
when it's really hot, but you're going out in the evening.
Yes.
Like fun makeup, fun jewelry. And
yeah.
then you're basically wearing like pajamas, but it could totally
yes.
dress up.
Yeah. Now, they can be very, very short at times. So again,
okay.
some of them are the like overly butt cheeky ones. And I try to avoid those. I just haven't found the perfect romper for me. If anyone out there could point me toward a fun romper that's not too baggy, that has a natural waist, like where you can see a waistline
mm-hmm.
and isn't super short, I would love recommendations because I'm looking for something like that.
Okay.
But on the jumper side, I think jumpers look great on almost everybody. They're
yeah.
super flattering. They're slimming. They have a beautiful line
yeah.
And they look like dresses. But then when you sometimes they're so baggy, they look like dresses. And then
yeah.
when you see that there's actually like two legs, it's like
yeah.
kind of this unexpected cool thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a wedding in the fall where I'm actually standing up on the groom's side.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to wear a fancy jumper.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a way to set myself apart from the bridesmaids without
yeah, I like
looking
that.
Manly.
Now, are the legs on a long one for you? Are there different pant leg styles? Are they always sort
yes.
of wide leg? Like,
no,
talk me through
the
this.
Dressier ones I've seen are wide legged, and that's kind of what I'd look for the wedding. But I also have a pair where the legs are very cropped.
Okay.
And those are really cool too. Like, those are just more casual looking.
Yeah.
I've seen ones that only come to like the ankle and almost are bagged, like almost
yeah,
like
a jogger. Yeah,
like a jogger.
Save that because I'm going to talk about jogger stuff
okay.
in a minute.
Yeah.
yeah.
So any kind of pant.
Okay.
I've seen the kinds that look almost like they're thin, like a 50s look. And the top is very structured, like a bustier. Like I've seen
right.
them done
yeah.
every way. And I think I've loved every single version.
I feel
version
that
I've
I
seen.
Need to maybe explore this. My
they would look great on you.
My issue is that I have a very long torso relative to my height. So I always, anything where it's like one piece all over the torso, I sometimes have to buy big, but then I'm not really a big person, and so then
yeah.
the legs are too long, but that's kind of a cop-out. I haven't actually tried to find one.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the story in my head about anything, like same with swimsuits and stuff, you know, one-piece swimsuits. I just have a long torso, but
yeah.
I feel that should be a summer goal for me. Is
yeah, you just try, but there's so many different styles that I think you're gonna find something that works. Like
okay.
just try
it.
Maybe
like
Google
it.
Like long torso
yeah. long torso jumpsuit
yeah.
Okay, so my next one are, have you started to see high neck bathing suits, either two piece or one piece, where it looks
yeah.
like a halter? So
yeah.
high neck sounds weird. I actually pulled that because when I was looking on Target's website, I wanted to look at what they're calling them. I would have called them like a halter. So,
and sometimes they have like a little gold neck circle thing
yeah,
or whatever.
No, the ones I'm thinking of are a little more, they look like more hippie or boho actually. So they might
so
be a
more
little
like
crocheted.
A, yeah.
But
yep.
the shape, when you look at the shape from the front, it looks almost like a triangle because it's a halter, but without all the skin showing in the cleavage area.
Yep.
Does that make
yep.
sense? So
mm-hmm. yep.
I think it can be really flattering. I've seen it on big busted ladies and then flat. So I think it can work either way. It probably doesn't have the best support because it wouldn't have underwire. It's like straight under your.
Yep.
So it's almost like wearing a crop top or something if you wear the two piece. But I have also seen, and on Target's website, they had some one piece with the same line. And I just, they tend to be kind of either open in the back or have cool detailing in the back, like more, you know, peekaboo or crochet or something. So I just think it's a very different. I talked when we talked about swimwear when we were talking about Soma a few weeks ago. I talked about just that I don't love bathing suit tops that are shaped exactly like a bra because I feel like I'm wearing a bra. So anything that I just think they're interesting and different looking, and I'm not maybe rushing out to buy one, but I think
you're going to keep an eye on it.
I think it's a cool look.
Well, you know, I'm kind of obsessed with one-piece bathing suits.
Yes.
This has been a real obsession of mine for the last few years, and I've spent probably more money than I should have on one-piece suits, but I really like them, and they're getting so cute.
Yeah.
And they're becoming, like, not this throwaway that they were for a long time.
Yes.
So that's fun, and I love when they come out with a new style. And they're really, like, all designers, I think, are really upping their bathing suit game. So I also will keep my eye out for that.
Yeah,
which
definitely.
kind of leads into my next one.
Okay.
Sort of. And that is the whole fun bra trend.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've talked on this show before about bralettes.
Yeah.
And how it's nice if you have like an open like armpit shirt, like a shirt that hangs down the sides. It's really nice to have like a fun lacy bra that peeks out. Or if you're wearing a something with an interesting neckline that doesn't quite line up with any bras, and you don't feel like wearing strapless, because strapless bras can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think those little lacy bralettes are really fun. But I've also seen, like, last night I was at a restaurant and the bartender had one of those cage. I think they're called cage bras, where the top looks really structured. Like, it looks. This one had. I can't even describe, like, looks like straps across the chest, like across the cleavage.
Yeah, there I can kind of picture that. Yeah.
Straps, and they were black, and she was wearing it under a V-neck black t-shirt so that it almost looked like the straps were part of the shirt.
Right.
It was really cool. Right. But she said that she wears it with all kinds of different shirts and it always dresses it up and it's interesting looking.
Yeah.
And those, I think they call them cage bras, and I don't know, they look like something a dominatrix.
Yes, I can picture it. Yeah.
Those are really popular in some lingerie lines, and it's easy to find them, and they're fun. Look, they're just fun. They have them all different kinds. Like, I had one that kind of comes up over the butt, like over the cup, and almost has like I'm totally drawing with my fingers right now and no one can see, but like a triangle. So if you wore like a tank that didn't go up super high, you'd be able to see it peeking out.
Yeah.
I think that's really fun. It's a little bit like, I don't know, it's like a little bit revealing, but it still leaves a lot to the imagination.
But not butt shorts revealing.
And it's not butt shorts revealing. Absolutely.
I like it. That's still been on my list to find a bralette or something fun. So I like that. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have one more plus a listener request for listener help. So my next trend is jogger sweatpants. And these have been around for a while now.
Yeah.
But actually, I was just on themomedit.com, which is run by Shayna, who will take on the Style Hour soon. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But one of her contributors had done a roundup of cute sweatpants. And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, jogger sweatpants are cuffed at the ankle and they tend to be kind of slim all the way down. Not tight like leggings, but just uniformly slim as opposed to super baggy. Like not hammer pants.
These aren't the joggers of the 80s.
No.
Yeah.
And I have two pairs from Target. This whole episode has turned into a Target commercial on accident, which happens when we talk about style.
Yep.
And actually one of them is in a size small and the other is in a size medium. And it made a big difference. The mediums I wouldn't probably wear out in the world because they just look too baggy. They're super comfy. I wear them around the house all the time. But the other one, something about that slim fit, and in the post on the Mom Edit that I'll link to, they just show really cute ways to wear jogger sweatpants out in the world. And I feel like a cute pair of sneakers and like a tank top with, you know, a denim jacket or something. It's probably not going to be my everyday outfit. It still feels a little casual, but I love having something that is around the house and just doesn't look sloppy out.
But like, something about them, they look like, I mean, they are pants. Like, they're not yoga pants. They're legitimately they're more like leggings to me, but they're more they're more structured than leggings, I guess, or like they have more style
to them. Like, in terms of a print, like they often have cute detailing. So one of mine is like a heather gray, and just that little heathering makes it seem not so plain, like plain black leggings. And the other ones are solid dark gray, but then they have like a little bit of a retro cuff. Like the cuff has like stripes, like, you know, like tube socks in the 70s, like those kind of stripes. So I just think they're so comfy. First of all, they're my favorite things to wear around the house. And then the fact that you can double them up and wear them out. I'll never forget. Yeah. The first pair I got is a couple years old. And they are from Target. And I was at this little mommy and me thing with Violet. And I saw this really trendy, like super cute mom wearing the exact same ones, but with an outfit. And I was like, holy moly, I can wear those in the world.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They've definitely become acceptable as like out and about wear. My sons wear them. And that's kind of what turned me on. Jacob and Isaac both wear them. And that was what sort of, you know, Jacob wore them like all last year. To school. And so I would, at first I'm like, you're wearing sweatpants to school. And he's like, Mom, these are joggers. And then I really liked the look on him. And that was when I started to get interested in that. Do I own any joggers? I think I have one pair and I like them a lot.
I don't have any of these, but then there's even like a dressy version, sometimes in like a khaki green or like with cool pockets or cool little buckles and stuff where it's like a dressier material, that then you wear with heels. And it's that same line. I just really like that leg line.
Yep, me too. Okay. Well, that leads perfectly into my last.
Oh, perfect.
To my last trends that I do like, and that is athleisure. I'm not quitting.
No, nope,
I am not giving up on athleisure. I am committed. And of course, if you're rolling your eyes, or have no idea what we're talking about, athleisure is basically like a mix of athletic wear that is worn in a leisurely way, but on purpose. Like
in
you
real
don't
life.
Have to be in real life. So this was the year I gave up on the idea that I have to take a shower immediately after going to yoga, because I'm trying to do yoga a lot.
Right.
And it was really tripping me up. Like every time I'd want to do yoga, I'd be like, but then I have to figure out how to get a shower in afterward.
Yeah.
And I'm, unless it's like one of the sweatiest classes there are now, I'm just like, okay, I might just have to like wash my face and, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm really, so now it's kind of like I'm upping my leggings game. Like my leggings game is strong right now, but I want it to get stronger.
Do you do capri leggings in the summer? I think we've talked about this.
Yep. Capri or like the crop.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorter ones.
Yeah.
And so, you know that I'm a huge Fabletics proponent. They have so many cute tops. And so I'm, we can have a link because I think I have like a, I don't know, like an affiliate kind of deal with them. It's not actually an affiliate, but it's like if enough people sign up, I think I get like a free month or something. So please
$10.
Sign up. But I love it. I've been doing Fabletics for like 2 years, and you don't have to get it every month, but I do get it pretty, not every month, but maybe every other month. You can either skip that month or shop it. And it's not like, and I didn't mean this to become a Fabletics commercial, but it's not like Stitch Fix where you get a box of stuff that you didn't choose. You choose stuff and then you get it. And if you don't like it, you can send it back, but you get a little deal if you buy it that way. Anyway, I now have leggings. I have so many leggings and I love it.
Yeah.
They look cute with like a jacket and like I wear them to work with maybe like a tunic or a dress or a longer sweater. And then I can just throw a different top on and go to class. And then when I leave class, I just throw a different top on and leave the leggings on.
Yeah, I'm loving the back to tank tops, which we kind of bashed on earlier. But I am loving the looser fitting workout tanks.
Me too.
Because then I can wear a sports bra if I'm actually working out. But I don't feel like I'm not like in spandex completely if I'm going out and about after.
And to my comment earlier about like the structured like those bras with a cage top and some of the bralettes sometimes are like you could get three yoga class in one. And sports bras have gotten better.
Agreed.
They're not all the like boob squishing.
Yeah.
I don't know, shapeless mono boob thing that they used to be. Like some of mine look really good and I'll wear them all day. Like they don't have to come off.
I agree. And unless you are hardcore running, that's the other thing too, that I have to remind myself sometimes is like, actually what I'm doing at the gym is like fast walking and maybe some weights. Like I don't need full support. So there are probably some types of workouts where you would want that, but you know, there's a lot more options for sure.
Absolutely.
I like it. Okay. Well, I have a quick request for listener input. I thought this would be fun. So I would love to get comments on social media or emails or whatever. So I really like hats and I can usually pull off wearing them. I had a fedora. Like fedoras have been in for a while now. They're not all created equal. Some sit too high on my head and look weird. But I had one from Target that lasted me 2 years. It just got gross. Like it got misshapen and then like sunscreen from my forehead just like leaked through. And it was literally like I threw it away. So are you laughing at me?
Yes.
So I want to know what hat. I want two hats. I want a more of like a going to the beach, maybe going in the water, like more sporty. And I'm considering actually just a baseball cap style, but in a sporty material. Like I know Nike makes some nice ones where you can sweat cut in it, probably even put it in the wash. Like, so I would like something like that because I don't have any like really active wear hat, but then also something more cute and fashionable. I like it for the shade. I like it for the look. So I'm open to like kind of fedora style.
I am there with you. I need help. Hat help.
So get us. And I even have looked on a few websites and I'm like, first of all, a lot of websites don't show hats on people's heads, which is annoying because
it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does make a big difference. So if you have a hat or if there's a whole, I almost feel like there's a whole style trend with hats that's out there or coming that I haven't noticed yet. Because how can we have just worn fedoras and big floppy sun hats? It's been like a few years, don't you?
Yeah, fedoras have been around for I feel like 5 years now.
Exactly. Which is why I'm not sure I'm going to buy another.
I always feel like I go in thinking a hat's going to look really cute, and then I either don't wear it because it's not cute, or it's too tight in the brim and it's uncomfortable, or it's like squishing my.
Or it doesn't work with sunglasses. Hair. That's another thing.
Yes, like you
sometimes.
Can't get the sunglasses on. It was when I had short hair or bangs, it would often like be itchy because it would squish my bangs or my short hair. Yeah. And for a long time, I'm finding that the hats that look best on me are the real small, like fitted ones, like a baseball cap.
Yeah, or
like
I'm one not of those, opposed to a baseball cap
or like a newsboy cap.
Yeah.
The problem is when I had short hair, I looked like a street urchin.
Right. You look like you're an Oliver.
Yes, totally. Like, please, sir, I'd like some more. I mean, it just was a bad look. But now that my hair is getting longer, I just need some. I need some help.
Yeah, again. Help us with hats. And maybe Shayna will even weigh in one of the style over. Yes. One other thing that is really trendy here, maybe with you too, is for women, is the trucker hat look. And I'm just kind of like the tank tops. Like, if that's your style, I couldn't pull it off. And
no,
it's everywhere.
Snapbacks,
it's the snapbacks with like. And then I feel like they've made them slightly more feminine and like there's variations on them. They're not all like,
it doesn't look good. You know what? I think part of the reason it doesn't look good. Well, part of the reason it doesn't look good on me is because I don't like the look, and I think I'd be wearing it like, I hate this. But the other thing is that the forehead's really big on them, and I have a small face.
Yeah.
So it's like the hat is as big as my whole face.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
I can't do it. And even people who dress really cute that I know, because it's a pretty big trend here.
Yeah.
Wear them. And I'm like, I get it on you. It looks good. And I just don't think I could do it. And plus, it's so close to a baseball cap. I feel like I'd just rather buy a baseball cap.
Me too.
Like, so.
Yeah. That's okay. It's all right for us to not like everything. You know?
Yeah, I agree. So help us with hats, people. Send us emails. Leave us comments. Do you want to talk quickly about the Style Hour a little more?
Yes. So after much demand and a lengthy pause, the Mom Hour is, or the Style Hour. So the Mom Hour has always been here. It's not going anywhere. The Style Hour, which is a podcast that Shayna Dragelis and I of The Mom Edit did for a long time. It's coming back. I will not be on it anymore. I realized I don't really have enough to say about style.
This is it.
Everything I just said in the last half hour or whatever. That's
which
all.
Which is why we only do it like every 3 months.
Right. So I just didn't have enough. I wasn't up enough on the trends and stuff to really keep it going. I was always kind of like the comic foil, like, what's this trend? Like, what does this mean? And I think it's going to be so much better with Shayna, and she's got two co-hosts that I will not reveal yet. You'll have to listen to the first episode of the new Style Hour. They're all moms.
Shayna's kids are getting older, but a couple of the other moms have very young kids, so they're dealing with, you know, postpartum, nursing, maternity, like they've all been through it. So these are very relatable ladies.
Yep. And so this is going to be great. I'm really excited about bringing it back because I know it was something a lot of Mom Hour listeners listened to kind of obsessively. And I was like, regret. I felt guilty that we weren't putting out new episodes.
People would put on the guilt pressure. They'd be like we love you.
Back?
We listen to the Mom Hour, but.
Right. Exactly. So it is coming back. So when you're listening to this, like, just head over. It's still on same place it used to be at stylehour.com. You can also find it at on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Gosh, I'm having a hard time like getting used to that. Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, and it'll be there. And there should be an intro episode where you can kind of get to know the new show.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be really fun. And I'm excited about it.
It's going to be great. I love listening to that kind of stuff. And I'm not even a big fashion person, but it's just fun. I always feel like it's fun to know what's out there, even if you don't choose to partake in it. Same with home design or anything else. There's the aspirational side where it's like, that's what's going on.
Yeah. And if you liked Sarah and I talking about fashion, it's like that, but with people who actually know what they're talking about.
And less Target references.
And less
probably
Target.
Some Target references, but not 62 in 45 minutes. That's so funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely go check out the Style Hour, and also go check out our deal with care.com. 30% off a premium membership. It's care.com/mom hour to grab that. This has been really fun, Megan. It makes me want to go update
shopping. We should go shopping together. Would you?
I know. We've never done that.
Come shopping with me?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
or we could just FaceTime in Target at the same time and save our
that
targets.
Would be fun with... too.
All right. This has been fun, everybody. We will be back with you next week.
See you next time.